did they hold by putting these things together? It's only nisim de rabbonim. Right, it says, v'lo yitoka, but don't stick it tight in. V'yim toke chayev chatis, but we should know if you can stick it in tight, either the malavne samito, the kroya samito, l'vokim shosakivim, because anything you put two things together, if it gets stuck in there tight, that's an insidi raisa. That will be shaykh binyan or makar patish. Shrashi toka b'chuzika da yisaydis. That's awesome. So, this is the husband who in yonim. If you stick it in the bed, shotasoim, you put the pieces together. It sticks in tight and gets stuck in there. That's an issue derisa then. That's a choshevi, the binyan or makra patish. But if you just leave it there raw for you, just soft, then with derisa it's mutter. The shalom is an issue with rabbanan ana. Reb Shimon Galilayna, if you raw for mutter, this is Reb Shimon Galilayna. That no, if it's tight, gets stuck in there tight, that's an issue derisa. But if you put the pieces together, they're only rough and very loose, and never get tight in there, that's why Mishmutim is chilul to do it. Again, talk a little bit, if you have a chair that the leg falls off, the more you have a table, the legs come off. You want to put the leg back in. So now you stick it into the hole, you stick it in tight, and it gets stuck there. So if it gets stuck tight, that's mamash nisa derayse, you wouldn't be allowed to put it back again. Or then if it's a chair, if the leg comes off. But if it's mamash only... But if it's made just to be loose and stays loose the whole time, then it's takamuta. So the Gemara, Be'erav Chomo have a mita galanisa. By Be'erav Chomo, they had this bed, a mita galanisa. That's this bed that comes apart to put it together again. Have a mahadra law, B'yoy Metov, used to put it together again on Yom Tov. His mustami, his bed was always rough, it was always loose, it didn't stick tight together, so he held it with muta. Omla Yehuma, the Rabbon and the Rava, the Rabbon and Tainan to Rava. My Daitcha, what do you hold that it's muta? Because Binyam Minatzadhu, the Kasonin Issa the Rabbonin, the Rashi says, Minatzadhu means with Neishena Takua, since you don't stick it in tight. Omahatka Bechoizik, Korilo Minatzad, Kloimai Deishinui. That doesn't really mean a Minatzad, it just means it's a Shinui. It's not a real Binyan here, because you're not doing it very tight, you're only doing it soft. So you want to say it's muta. So the Gemara Nehi, these through the Raisa Lech, it's like true, there's no Issa Binyan. O Makapatish, Midi Raisa, or the Isura the Rabbonim, Mi Uika, the Chura, there should still be an Issa Rabbonim here. Because he's still putting the bed back together again. O Malah, he answers back, no, Hano, Krev Shimon Gam Leo, through the Chalpaka Shimon Gam Leo, and that's the way Paskin Halochim, the Yomarim, how you roughly muta, that if you put the bed together, and the pieces stick in very loosely, that they go in and go out without being tight, that's derech, it's not kamuta to put it up and take it apart on Shabbos. So the Mishnah, noisnin kli tachas haner lekabel nitzoytzois. It's even on Shabbos, if you have menorah, a ner that's lit, and you're afraid that the sparks are going to fall down on the table, you're allowed to put a plate underneath to mekabel the sparks. We'll soon see the Gemara, I've been about to claim Yechone, we'll soon see. Vaitas at the Mishnah, v'lo yitin l'toyche mayim. But you're not allowed to put a kli, a supo, with water inside it, underneath the ner on Shabbos. We'll see in the Gemara, even on Erev Shabbos, you're not allowed to put. You can't put a plate full of water underneath the ner when it's burning. Why? Mifnei shum mechaber. Because by putting the water underneath, you'll be mechaber. It's when these sparks fall down, they're going to come and fall into the water. And because of the water, they're going to go out sooner than if there wouldn't have been the water. So therefore, it's called Yubi Mechaber. Zot the Gemara. What's the heter in the ratio to put a kli to mechaber and it the sparks? For kamavata kli mechonet, it's to have a meaning is that the sparks are muksa. So when they fall into the kli, you can't be metal with the kli now. Omer Rav Huna b'Reid Rav Yeshua, nitzoytzes hein ben mamish. No, nitzoytzes sparks don't have any mamish to it, so it's not called muksa. Like they dissolve, there's nothing there. It's true, so you put the kli to stop it from burning the table. But once it goes in the kli, it just dissolves there, there's nothing mekuyim there, so there's no issa muksa on it. It's not bosses. So Rashi, welcome about the kli mechonoi. Lo yuchal litlo mishom kol yom. You can't take it away from there a whole day. The nasis bosses the nitzoytzis to have him in reason. The nitzoytzis is muksa, and the nitzoytzis stays. The sparks stay in the kli. So it's by his bosses. Lei metevet yuftu the rabchiz the yosef epirkin. Teretz is no ein ben mamish. Mishakovo yemuta litlon. When it goes out, the sparks have no chshivas to it, like nothing there. So you're not being mevat the kli. So the Mishnah of Gemara of Lo Yitin Lo Toichin Mayim Mifnei Shum Mechaba, but you can't put a kli with water underneath the nair because it's called Yibim Mechaba. Eshen Zot the Gemara Leimot Tanan Stomach Rabbi Yosi. The Chur our Mishnah has to go like Rabbi Yosi. at the shala, what kind of kibui is it here? You're not putting out the fire. You're just putting a kli there. So that later, when the sparks fall down, like gurum a kibui, the sparks will fall into the water, you're making the gurum kibui. That's the B.A.C.C. shita. The omar, gurum the kibui is osa. And we don't hold like a B.A.C. We hold gurum kibui is mutter. The chur of Al Mishnah said it's osa. The chur of Sarai goes according to Rabbi Yasi. So at the Gemara name, it's not miyushiv. It's when does Rabbi Yasi say gurum kibui is osa? That's only b'Shabbos, on Shabbos itself. Of the error Shabbos miyoma, even an error Shabbos tasks you from putting this kli underneath, the kli of water underneath the menorah, even on Friday. Is it Rabbi Yasi old? It's also? For the Gemara, v'chitei mochanami b'Shabbos, who says our Mishnah is talking about Friday? Maybe our Mishnah only says it's also to put it there on Shabbos. But on Friday, tak it's mutter, and tak our Mishnah goes like Rabbi Yasi, gram kib is also. So tomorrow night, v'tani we're going to the price. Noisten kli tachas haner lakabani tzaitis b'Shabbos. You're allowed to put a kli underneath the nair to be mekabel to catch the sparks when they fall down. Even on Shabbos, the ain't tzoruch lein of the erev Shabbos. Navada on erev Shabbos, you can put the kli underneath the mekabel and it sights the sparks. Why? Because we had that's not called being mevato kli mechonin, because the sparks, even though they're muksa, but when they fall into the kli, they go out right away, and it's not chashiv, it's like you have a mevato kli, and you let them be metal to the kli right away. Abba zot the brayso, v'lo yiten letoichem mayim. But you're not allowed to put water into this kli, and put the kli underneath the nair to mekabel the sparks to fall into the water to make the sparks go out. Why? Mifnei shum mechaber, because you are causing the sparks to go out earlier. If there wouldn't have been the water there, it would have gone on the table and go out a little bit later. Now, because of your water, it's going out early. Vaitam, me'er Shabbos, it's even also to put the kli of water there er Shabbos. V'yein tzorach leimer b'Shabbos, don't have to say in Shabbos, even er Shabbos is also. Slochur, who does our Mishnah go like to ask if even Erev Shabbos is also to put the menorah there, to put the kli full of water there? So the Mora Elo Omer Rav Ashi, Pshat now Mishnah is like this: Afilu Teimer Rabbanon. Even if you want to say our Mishnah goes according to Rabbanon, let's start a regular gram kibui. That's mutter. A gram kibui means you see a fire coming, and you want it to go out. So what do? You fill up a pitcher full of water and leave it on the floor, leave it near the fire. So when the fire comes to the pitcher, the fire will make the pitcher so hot it'll burst. And then the water will spill and put out the fire. That's called the Gram Kibui. Over here, that Rabbonin says it's mutter. But over here, I feel tell me, Rabbonin, Shani Hoch Mefnesh Mekarves Kibuya. It's not called the Gram Kibui here, where it's called Yibi Mekarv, you're causing the Kibu to come faster. So somewhere in the Pshat is that we're afraid that on Shabbos, when you see sparks coming down, your mama's going to pick up the clear little bit to catch the sparks. So by you picking up the water to the spark, that's mamash called the kibui. So therefore, it's even nicer to do every Shabbos. It's a gzera. If you put this kli of water underneath the menorah, the nair, we're afraid that on Shabbos, when the sparks start to fall down, you're going to pick up this kli. And by picking up the water, that's called bimekarev kibuyev. And that will be also even according to Rabban. So therefore, they made a gzera even every Shabbos. You can't just leave this kli full of water underneath the menorah. So Rashi b'Erev Shabbos could go in there. Shalaisan amayim by joint. They kli tachas on there. Like who even Friday? How could Rabbi Yosi ask it on Friday? A lot of dumlochas on Friday. V'chitay mochinam yei nois dematoich amayim b'Shabbos. Come on, Rabbi Yosi. No, maybe the Mishnah only means on Shabbos, and then it goes like Rabbi Yosi. Even a gram kibui is also. For a tiny word in the brayso, no, afilu b'Erev Shabbos also. Vi l'gram kibui mad mis lo. And if you make doimut a gram kibui, afilu k'Rabbi Yosi loy metutna. This won't be miyasher even according to Rabbi Yosi. The Bere Shabbos to Yom Rav Yosi. Bere Shabbos let her do these malachas. Elom Rav Ashi Masnitze Nafil Rabbonin. This is another Pshat now, Mishnah. Our Mishnah can even go according to Rabbonin. The Lord Do Milagram Kibui. Take not Doimer to Gram Kibui, our Mishnah. The Hosa, Moya is the case of Gram Kibui. Kimata, the Lake Lekalim, the Lake Uhu de Pokilo. That you put the Kli, the pitcher full of water. When the fire comes to the pitcher, the fire is going to break open the pitcher. The gram bialmu, you're only making a gram kibui. Mamish. Tachas haner, here that you put the kli of water, mamish underneath the nair, mechabe mamishu, this is called mamish a kibui. Rashi doesn't explain it too clear, why is it called a kibui just putting the water there? Like Bishlaim, if the sparks are on the way down, and now when you put the kli there, your mamish like catching the sparks, so that'll be called a kibui. The chur, that's only good maybe if you put the kli there on Shabbos. But we say now it's even us to put the kli there on Shabbos. So that's why the Mishnah Berurah, some other from Pshat Mishtama Taisus that the Gzeira is that you're going to pick up the Kli closer to the Kibbutz, closer to the sparks. Trashi Gzeira Mavajoy Matam Mishachashecha. It's Gzeira to do it Friday, not you do it on Shabbos. Shemekarves Kibbutz Zimon Kibui Lehedya. You're making the Kibbutz earlier. If you put this water there on Shabbos, we're afraid b'shach, you put the water there, you're making the kibbutz go out right then. So that's called mamish kibbutz. Therefore, the Mishnah says it's also to do with even on Erev Shabbos. See, Tosfos Taka learns like this. Tosfos says, Pirish, the gazrin Erev Shabbos otu Shabbos, uve Shabbos of Tosfos, yochol lovo de kibbutz, you can mamish kama de kibbutz mamish. Where's the kibbutz you come to on Shabbos? Im yagbi hakli b'shas nefilas hanitzotzis. If b'shas the sparks are coming down, you're going to pick up the kli near the nitzotzis. That's mamish a kibbutz. So Tosfos asks the kasha of Yomtayma Maishna Shriyas the Yevus of Amonu Priestess Metzuda. How come the whole settle we had before in the first parak that you're allowed to start doing these malachas before Shabbos? You're allowed to put the ink into water to dye out. You're allowed to start before Shabbos. You're allowed to put out the traps before Shabbos to catch the animals, even though the malach is going to be done on Shabbos. But since what the person does, he does on Friday, it's mutter to start the malach on Friday, and it finishes by itself on Shabbos. Sakim here with more machmir. Here you can't even put the kli here ever Shabbos. But here it's a purpose of Tosfos. Does some leklamecha shemiyata came be Shabbos. The av malachain over there to capture animals. Everybody knows you can't capture an animal on Shabbos. So there's no gzer. If you put the trap there Friday, you come to capture on Shabbos. That here people don't know this is called kibui. People think stamping a kli full of water underneath the nair, there's nothing wrong with it. People don't know. People don't see the sparks falling down. So they think, now I'm just going to put a kli full of water underneath. And later, when the spark's full, that's the gram kibui. And so he says, they don't know, sometimes when they put the water there, right then the spark is falling down, and the imam is making a kibui. So since it's not Yidua, this is to the people, here we make a gzeri, you can't even start this on Friday, because it's a gzeri, you come to do it on Shabbos. New perek, Yabame Toimnim. Yedef Mem Zayinim Aveiz. Yabame Toimnim, Uvame En Toimnim. What things you're allowed to make Hatmono? This is even before Shabbos. And what things you're not allowed to make Hatmono with? So, Drashi, Bame Toimnim. Habo Lesale Kidero Miagabe Kiro. It's right before Shabbos, you want to take the pot off the stove. And you want to wrap it around now. You can take out the fire. So you want to wrap around the pot with some shmatis to keep it warm. Is bedover achar. Yom ruch hachom, we had before. Ein toimnim bedover ha-moisef hevel. Something that's moisef hevel, you're not allowed to wrap around with. Ela bedover ha-maimet hevel. It's before Shabbos, you're allowed to wrap it around some with a shmata to retain the teeth. Avi, it's not something that's moisef hevel. Now the Mishnah explains now, miyu amoisev v'yosa, what's considered a substance that moisev hevel makes it become hotter and hotter. That's also to do it. And we had the xer is, because maybe you're going to be matlin beremetz, when you wrap it around with something that moisev hevel makes it hotter, maybe there'll be a remetz or coal inside it. And then we're afraid maybe you'll hit the coal on Shabbos to make it burn better. So that the Mishnah loibi gefes. Gefes is also, Zdrashi gefes, psoile shobeis sabad shal shemin. Means the psoilus of the olives. Konus yachad v'cham miyoid. When you make olive, when you make oil, you press the olives, so the bottom of it, the psoilus of the olives, is very hot. So if you put the pot, or you put whatever the food, into this shemen, since the psoilus of the shemen, since it's moisef hevel, it's also to put it even from before Shabbos. V'loi b'zevel, natsam b'zevel, at the shmutz of the behemah. V'loi b'melech, in salt. V'loi b'sid, in lime. V'loi b'chol, not in sand. Whether the sand or the sid or the melech is dry or wet, both cases is called moisef hevel and it's also. You can't put it in straw. Zagin Rashi says that's the pselos of the grapes. When you make yayin, when you make wine, the pselos of the grapes That's something that's Meisav Hevel. We'll soon say there's only one Tzlach when it's the wet. V'loi b'zagin v'loi b'muchin. Muchin, Rashi says, that means cold dovarach, anything that's soft, kari muchin, is called muchin. Kegoin tzema gefin, like cotton, or tlishe tzema rach, pieces, soft pieces of wool, shel behema, or greiris begodim bluyim. Or else old begodim that are now bolli, that are now shmatis, so the fiber starts to fall off. So the soft fibers that come off it, that's all called muchin. So you can't be matmin apart into the soft material. So the Mishnah went, v'loi b'muchin, v'loi b'yasovim, not in grass, b'zman shein lachim. These are only yosa b'zman etzlach, when it's wet. Avotaymim b'em k'shein yuveshim. The last things, when it's dry, then it's not something that's moisiv hevel, then it's mutter. It's only yosa tevin, or muchin, when it's still wet. When it's dry, it's not moisiv hevel. But the first things, the gefes and the zevel, that's even moisiv hevel, even after, even when it's dried up. And we said this, Rasha, this is an Issa even before Shabbos. Al Segzera, maybe you put a coal, you wrap it around with a coal, and that Segzera, you'll come to hit it on Shabbos to make it burn better. Sati Gemari, Boilihu. Gefes, the Mishnah says, Gefes is called a Moisef Hevel. Now, Gefes means the psalus of something, the leftover of something. So the Mara, Shel Zaysim Tanan, does the Dafka mean the leftover of the olives? Like Rashi said in the Mishnah, that's something that's very hot. The leftovers of sesame, the sesame seeds, the leftover of it, they used to press the sesame to get the oil out of it. So leftover the sesame, that's not so hot. That's shapadami. Maybe that's not called the zakat meisav hevel. I don't know, the Mishnah also means the shumshimi tanan. The Mishnah even means the heat that comes out of sesame. So the Fasemis is Masber, that Avad the Metzias, we know that both of them is Moisef Hevel. Sesame, the Pselos from the sesame is also Moisef Hevel. So the Shalavit is not, doesn't get as hot as the Pselos of the Shemen will get, of the olives. So the Shalavit is how much heat do you have to have that Rabbanan gave to Xerim, it's called the Dover Moisef Hevel. And not any heat that Rabbanan asked. If it's very little heat, the Rabbanan didn't answer it. Here the Shalavit is the Shumshimi heat is not enough heat to give it the Chalad Xerim of Dover Moisef Hevel or not. That's the shayla. So the Gemara Tanan, I'll bring you Raya. It says, "Adilma the Shumshmi Tanan, v'chol shchein the zaytim. Avad the zaytim is also also." So the Gemara Toshma, I'll bring you Raya. The Yomer Rab Zera, Mishum Chad Devei Rab Yani. From one of the Talmidim of Rab Yani, Kupa is a pot. She tomen bo that you may have tomen in this pot. That means before Shabbos, you put a towel around the pot. That alone would be mutter. Rashi Kupa Shetamimbo, Shenoisimbo Muchin. You put Muchin around it, but Toimimbo Kedera. And you made Atamana around the Kedera, we would have been Mutter. But also now Lanicha al Gefe Shalzaisim. You're not allowed to put this pot that has Atamana around it, that's Mutter do before Shabbos. Now it's also if you put it on top of the Gefe Shalzaisim. You put it on top of the Pseilus that comes out of the olives, it's also. Is a Zchura Tzadiyak, Shema Mina Shalzaisim Tanan. You see, claw, what's called gefes? Gefes means the pselos of zaysim. The pselos of shumshmi wouldn't have this halacha. So the Gemara name, I'll tell you, li'oyla me'imaloch, li'inyin ha'tumono, di'shumshmim nami osa. This price is a big chiddush. I'll tell you, if you're going to make ha'tumono in the shumshmi itself, that means you have this food, you have this potato, or you have this pot, and you're going to stick the pot inside the pselos of the shumshmi. When you made the sesame oil, you squashed out the sesame, the leftover, that's something that's Moisef Hevel. If you put the pot inside the sesame before Shabbos, Havada, that's awesome. Because maybe Shumshmi itself is Moisef Hevel. I'll tell you it's awesome. Nami awesome. No, what's the Chiddush's Braisa? Big Chiddush. We'll soon see it out of Halacha, big Nafmin Halacha. Linyin Asuke Havolo, though.